The All Blacks are warning the Springboks.
Okay.
Thanks. But before we just write this off, let's look at what has been said. And today, you are going to get a front row seat to exactly that. Now, if you're a certain age, you'll remember John Kerwin. Outstanding All Blacks wing back in the day. He was a try-scoring machine, no doubt about that. These days, he is a pundit on New Zealand television, and he also appears on the odd podcast. And I think if you've seen both iterations of Kerwin, you'll agree with me, he was a better player than a pundit. But like everyone, he is entitled to his opinion. Having said that, he has said some crazy things over the years, and they tend to be anti-Springbok. But even a broken clock is right twice a year. On this, I agree with Kerwin. We're chasing South Africa now. As hard as it is to say, South Africa are leading world rugby in innovation, in World Cup titles. At some stage, you've got to go and beat the best team in the world. And so everyone's coming for South Africa. And I'm sure Russie's aware of this. Not that I'm losing any sleep that South Africa's got a hard year. I'm actually happy. But not only do they have a hard year, everyone's coming for them. They are now the level everyone's got to get to. Well, yes, Mr. Kerwin, you are indeed right. Everyone is coming for us, and we are the level that everyone else needs to get to. That's what happens when you are the world champions. Double world champions, I might add. Everyone wants to beat you. Boxing actually has a great system where the champion has the belt. And if you want that belt, you can challenge the champion. But you can only get that belt if you beat the champion. The Springboks have won 21 of their last 24 tests. We've beaten the All Blacks four times in a row now. That includes the 2023 Rugby World Cup final, the Qatar Airways Cup match, and the two Rugby Championship matches last year.
Here at the front, there was a fantastic contest.
Backwards one!
On that throw, one backwards call from Matt Carley. But then Marks with ball in hand.
On the floor there.
Gets away!
Speaking of which, we hold the Rugby World Cup, the Rugby Championship, the Freedom Cup, the Mandela Plate, and the Qatar Airways Cup. So, of course, every other team wants to knock our block off, to keep with the boxing terminology. But it's easier said than done, isn't it? Now, in terms of dominance, people like to say that we only won our Rugby World Cup knockout matches by 1 point. Others say our wins over the Kiwis, Ireland and others were by small or small-ish margins. Yes, those things are true, but who has ever had to beat the host nation, France in this case, a tough England and the All Blacks in three consecutive matches to win the Webb Ellis Cup? Add to that, we probably had the most difficult pool as well, with Ireland and Scotland for company, you might remember. So you tell me, who has ever had to overcome that to win the World Cup? Usually you might get an easier pool, or maybe you get a slightly easier quarterfinal. Like in 1995, you remember we got Western Samoa. And that's not necessarily an easy opponent, but it's an easier match in comparison to an England, France, and so on. But what I really want to address is this nonsense of us not winning by large margins. Well, that's simply not the way we play. I'm going to do a video on this at some stage, but traditionally speaking, New Zealand are what you would call a 7-14-21 team. We are a 3-6-9 team. You follow, you get where this is going. And that, yes, I think it is starting to change for us a little bit with Tony Brown part of the setup, but it remains a stereotype. But work with me here. Many times in the past, The All Blacks are 21-0 ahead after 20 minutes against a weaker opponent, and you know the game is already over. Against the same side, the Springboks might only be leading 6-0 at the same stage. But if you're paying attention, you know that we are in complete control of the situation. Now, I will say our strategy is actually more high risk, because just one mistake brings the opposition right back into the contest. But that's just what we do. So the scoreline is not necessarily a reflection of dominance for me. I referenced boxing earlier, but let me now borrow from football. Brazil, at least in the old days, would beat Mexico, let's say, 5-0. But Italy would beat that same Mexican side 1-0. In both cases, the Mexicans hardly stood a chance. It's just a question of style, or in this case, styles. Now, in terms of the opposition coming for us, Dr. Rassie Erasmus knows this, I can assure you. The players know it too. And no doubt for me, the biggest tests of the year are the two we play against the All Blacks in New Zealand. That's coming up in September, the 6th and the 13th, if you haven't marked your calendar already. First one is at the Holy Ground, Ellis Park. That's on the 6th. And then on the 13th, Wellington, the Cape Town. Kerwin recognizes the significance of those matches in particular. As I say, even a broken clock is right twice a day. But he's talking about last year first, and I want to show you the quote. I thought we got close to working them out. The way South Africa played, the bomb squad, Rassie and his innovation. We got close last year, but we didn't get the cookies, especially in South Africa. I thought we should have won both of those tests, but the experience and the greatness of that side got through. Now let's have a look what he says as he comes to this year. This is what he says. We now need to win this series in New Zealand to make a point. It's not going to be good enough to walk off and lose to South Africa anymore. Look, as oddball as his views sometimes are, I must be honest, I just love this. The Springboks All Blacks rivalry is the best one in rugby, and one of the best in all of sport, in my opinion.
And then Kolisi!
People talk about respect and being humble. And sure, there are a few Oaks who take it too far. But this is fantastic. This is a man who understands the rivalry, and he's ramping it up before the two teams face off. Is he biased? Of course he is. But so what? It's great. Big up your team, John Kerwin. And I will big up my team. That's the point of it. This is what I call respecting the rival. To be sure, I think these two tests later this year are going to be epic. New Zealand have not lost at Eden Park since 1994. I almost said Ellis Park. Eden Park. That's 50 test matches ago. Has there been a team better equipped than our Springboks to go there in September and end that streak? I'm not sure. And it would be the most appropriate thing ever for us to be the ones to crack the code. And yes, we know the All Blacks will be coming for us, just like every other team in the world. Ireland and France will be coming for us in November when we tour at the end of the year. But we can handle it. We can take it. As I close, it's worth pointing out that Kerwin was also speaking in relation to the Rugby World Cup 2027 draw taking place in December, and how the team's performances this year will affect the rankings, which in turn affect the seedings for the World Cup. I'm not overly worried about that, to be perfectly honest with you. They do the draw for the World Cup far too early in any event. It's a circus and a farce, if you ask me. So much can change between December 2025 and October 2027. You saw it at the last World Cup, where the best four teams in the world were all on the same side of the draw. Remember, New Zealand and France were in a group together. We were together with Ireland and Scotland. I think those were the top five ranked teams in the world, and they were all on the same side of the draw. But hey, World Rugby is at the wheel. What do you think? Are you worried that all the other teams are supposedly coming for us? Or do you agree with me that they've been coming for us since 2019, and we know how to deal with it? Let me know in the comment section down below. And before I go, guys, I'd like to quickly tell you about my Patreon page. It's an opportunity for you to get involved and for you to support me with a financial contribution. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Zimbabwean. And the reason I'm asking you to support me is because I would love to do this full time, but I'm going to need a little bit of help to make that happen. I would also love to go to Australia in 2027 and cover the Rugby World Cup for you from down under with daily coverage. Now, again, it starts from $5 per month. And what do you get for those $5? Well, you get to have your name featured in my YouTube videos. You can get to have a quarterly Zoom call with me where we discuss Springbok tactics and matches. You can even get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok player. You might be able to get your hands on Springbok merchandise. You might be able to win it, including the new James Small biography that's coming out later this year. And you can even get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched merchandise store with really cool Front Row Rugby goodies. It's yours if you want it, starting from as little as $5 per month. It's entirely up to you, and I appreciate your support in advance, and I look forward to your company next time.